I dropped a plate.
Yes, I can see that. Oh, all right, don't tell me then. You had quite an orgy.
We had a dinner, that's all.
You didn't even clear up afterwards. You must have been busy.
Just belt up, would you, Sophie?
Oh. It went wrong. I'll give you a hand.
There's no need.
Oh, well, I will all the same. Shall I wash or dry?
I'm quite capable of doing both, thanks.
Okay, I'll wash. Didn't, Dickon... I mean, wasn't he, Well, isn't he...
What?
Or didn't you take the plunge?
Look, I wish to God I'd never told you if you're going to read great situations into everything. I just wanted to give Dickon a meal because it was his birthday. Because he's a friend.
There's another plate over there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
The reason we never got around to the dishes was that we polished off most of one of his presents afterwards.
Oh, what was that?
A bottle of scotch from his sister.
Oh.
And a great night.
Good.
Okay. And I told him all about me as well. You should have seen his face. I don't know which of us was the more embarrassed. After that, we more or less agreed to forget about it. And we both got steadily paralytic. We didn't really say much more.
And how's Dickon this morning?
Oh, I wouldn't know. He left for work by the time I got up. Anyway, that's it, Sophie. And we don't have to refer to it again.
I'll bet he's got a king-sized hangover.
Ooh. Ooh, never again.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Hmm?
Jerk. Tidying your desk. What do you think this is, a ruddy kindergarten?
No.
Oh.
No. The kindergarten mistress is always nice and motherly. Not till higher up the school you get the sadists.
Where is everybody?
Two are out on stories and three aren't in yet.
Aren't in?
Well, I haven't seen them.
Oh. What time did you show up?
9 o'clock.
Okay. You're very aggressive this morning, aren't you?
You're very aggressive every morning.
Rough night?
No.
Are you all right?
Perfectly, thank you. I won't reverse the question because it's quite clear that you'd reply in the affirmative. And as in my opinion, anyone who thinks he's all right is in need of a psychiatrist.
Okay, Dickon. Just forget I asked. What's that?
A rubber band.
Oh. Do you collect rubber bands?
No, not always. Only when I see them lying about. I have a tidy mind.
Oh, well, I dare say you'd find a pretty peculiar collection if you turned to my desk.
You said it. What did you want, then?
What?
Well, you came in here yelling. What for?
For heaven's sake, I can't remember. I want somebody to check on Councillor White's exact words at the meeting last night. Mike's just rung through from the printers.
Okay, I can do that.
Was it you that covered the meeting?
No, it was Jill Moon.
Oh, that's right. And of course, there's no sign of her.
It's okay. I'll get on to the council offices. They'll give me the details.
Right. And when Jill shows up, tell her I want to see her.
Okay.
My God, there's got to be some changes round here.
Come in, both of you. Sorry to drag you away from laying up the table, Sophie, but I wanted you to hear this with Rob. It's going to mean a complete alteration in the way we run the place.
Well, what is?
That's just what I'm about to tell you.
Oh.
It's the chef business, is it?
That's right. Matt's found a chef for the freezer plant, so as from Monday, Andre will be coming back to us.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, I should have thought it was fairly clear, Sophie. He'll be working here all day instead of at the freezer.
Well, cooking here, you mean?
Yes.
Oh. Well, that's going to be quite a tall order, isn't it?
Well, he managed it before.
Yes, but we had fewer customers then. And they didn't get half the choice they do now.
Oh, I realise that, Sophie. And we don't want to narrow our range. We'll just have to get organised.
Then I suggest the first thing you do is buy another couple of ovens.
We won't manage with what we've got?
Not a hope. Not if we're cooking from scratch. Microwave ovens aren't going to be much use for that, are they?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, they'll be all right for the roasts, of course, but both Bourguignon, chicken Kiev, I wouldn't do it.
Luckily, you won't have to, Rob. Andre will be in charge of the kitchen.
Right.
Oh, you'll still be doing your puddings, of course. The sweets trolleys are one of our specialities. As I say, we don't want to lower our standards at all, but with a little adaptability and enthusiasm, I think we should be able to cope.
And how does Andre feel about it?
Well, in some ways, he's pleased. I mean, I think he'll enjoy cooking for people much more than he enjoyed cooking for a freezer. The slight snag, of course, is that his working day will be different. He'll miss the 9 to 5 hours he's had at the freezer.
Oh, you mean enough fuss about them at the beginning, remember?
Yes, well, Andre enjoys being difficult.
Mm.
You know how temperamental chefs are. Mm. Now, just make a fuss of him. Lots of tact and charm from you two, and he'll settle back in no time.
Oh, I'll bush him up non-stop.
And you, Rob?
Oh, yes. Tact and charm are my middle names.
Mark, come along in.
Afternoon, Milton.
Nice to see you. Sit down.
Oh,
if it weren't for your trips out here, I don't think we'd have set eyes on each other more than once every month or so.
Well, we haven't even met each other every Thursday.
No, as a matter of fact, I've been thinking. When your successor takes over, it might be a good idea to make it a more regular arrangement. A drink with me here in the evening before he goes home. Give us a chance to discuss policy points. Keep in touch.
Hmm.
Do you think he'd feel I was breathing down his neck a bit? Now, what would your reaction be?
You don't want mine, ask him.
Oh, well, we'll have to see, won't we?
You haven't made any decision yet, I suppose.
Well, now, would that be fair? With applications still coming in? Your woman's page editor's put in for it, by the way. The lovely Liz Warner.
Good.
Do I gather she'd be your choice?
Yes.
I see. You think she'd be better than Morris?
Well, if it's going to be an internal appointment, yes.
Why?
Well, Morris is an excellent journalist, but...
He doesn't happen to share your view.
Oh, I don't think that's so important. No, in a way, you want an editor and his second-in-command to have a slightly different approach. They complement each other.
So, all personal feelings aside, you think Liz Warner would make a better editor?
She's better with people. She's got better judgment.
In spite of the Lady Thackeray business.
Oh, there's nothing there to make me change my mind. That was quite a coup getting Thelma Goff to give an interview, and it was a good article. As you'd agree if you'd read it.
Oh, I have. And I do.
Well, then.
I read it 3 times. After I'd had a chat with Lady Thackeray.
Well, there was nothing faintly libelous.
No?
So what are you objecting to?
I'm not objecting. Lady Thackeray is. And anyone with all this feeling for people might have realized she would object.
I see. So, what do you think Liz should have done?
If she talked to Lady Thackeray first...
Then she'd have been advised not to publish the article.
Quite.
And you really think that we shouldn't have published it without getting Lady Thackeray's permission?
It would have saved us a lot of trouble.
We should have suppressed the faction.
They weren't facts. They were opinions.
There was nothing libelous in that article. The press council's bound to throw out any complaint.
That is trouble, Mike. Whether the complaint stands up or not.
So, do we publish Lady Thackeray's reply, even though it's scurrilous?
The Herald's a local paper. We can keep it local.
But I thought Lady Thackeray wanted her sister's statements refuted at national level.
No, she just wants a hit back. That's all.
You mean she'll be quite happy if the Herald is the only paper that carries it?
That's right.
Well, I take my hat off to you, Milton. I don't know how you managed it.
I've had a lot of practice.
Mm.
And Miss Warner helped.
She did?
Oh, yes. By being such a nice woman. That was how Lady T described her.
She isn't going to change her mind about the letter, though.
Well, at least she was convinced the whole thing isn't some great plot to blacken her mother's name. And between you and me, I think she realizes her letter goes over the edge a bit, so she's quite happy for it to have a limited release.
I see.
Let's just steer clear of anything more like that for a bit, though, shall we? Being nice doesn't always get you off the hook. Nice, though, Miss Warner is.
We publish, then?
Oh, yes, but inconspicuously. No one will notice. I'll see to that.
Well, that's ridiculous, Mike. Her sister will see it. She'll notice, won't she?
Well, I don't think that worries Milton very much.
Probably not.
Thelma Goff's not very likely to bring an action.
No, she hasn't got the money or the right sort of temperament. She'll just suffer in silence. Honestly, I think it's absolutely bloody.
Well, I can't say I like it, but that's the way Milton's decided to wriggle out of it. So I rang to say you don't have to worry anymore.
I don't?
Well, there won't be any repercussions. As long as you print that letter on the woman's page. As low down as possible.
And if I don't?
Well, there isn't a viable alternative, Liz. Unless you can come up with one.
Mm. All right, Mike.
Well, you might give it thought.
Mm.
Regards to Peter.
Yes, and to Claire. And thank you for ringing. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Damn!
Oh, what's the matter, darling?
Oh, Milton seems to think I'm a nice woman.
Well, he ought to see you now.
Nice little woman. Vaguely derogatory to be patted on the head and told I'm a good girl, and he expects me to print Lady Thackeray's letter in full without a murmur.
And are you going to?
I don't know what to do, Peter.
Then, can I make a suggestion?
Oh, yes, of course.
On one condition.
What?
That you come straight through to the kitchen afterwards and sit down at the table, because I'm serving the soup.
Oh, darling, is supper ready? I'm so sorry. I haven't helped at all.
Stop being nice.
No, no, I really meant to.
I don't mean nice to me, you tweet. I mean to Lady Thackeray. Play it really dirty. Give Milton Monk the surprise of his life.
Yes, but how?
Oh, that's up to you.
Yes, that's more or less what Mike said. That it was up to me to produce an alternative.
Did he?
Yes.
Well, there you are. And Mike and I know you a lot better than Milton Monk does. We know you're not a nice woman. We know the real you. Ruthless, powerful, wily. You'll come up with something, darling.
Is it, chicken soup?
You're going to have to do a lot better than that. We'll be right back.